Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Champions play here. WQAM Miami.
WPOW HD2 Miami.
WKIS HD2 Boca Raton.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Home of the defending Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. 3-time NBA champion, Miami Heat.
5-time national championship winner, Miami Hurricanes football.
And Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-FREE.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not... No, that's not...
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mold in. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Goose like a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody!
Hello, Leroy.
How was you guys' Father's Day?
It was excellent. Thank you for asking. How was yours, buddy?
Good.
But you know what I did notice?
What?
When I walked in the Publix, not a damn thing out there for Father's Day, dude.
I know, you see?
I walked in there, there wasn't, they didn't even try at my Publix. None of this fake beer pyramid nonsense that you were talking. They did. You wouldn't have known it was Father's Day from any other Sunday. It was a complete slap in the face.
Everybody says I'm crazy. You just haven't been paying attention.
So
they stepped it up by my Publix. They put Sam Adams and hot dogs.
Man,
that was in the front.
Grilling equipment everywhere. Grilling equipment.
Yeah.
Great.
Right. I will say this, though. So Saturday, I got a little Jersey Mike's.
Oh.
Daughter likes Jersey Mike's, so I figured I'd get one too. And right next to Jersey Mike's, bun cakes.
Oh.
Nothing bun cakes?
Nothing bun cakes.
Yeah.
Oh, is my mic sound better now? Does it still sound weird? People are saying it sounds weird.
Yeah, no, it sounds better now. Before it did sound
good.
It sounds good,
but it sounds good now? Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure.
So I was like, all right,
go check
out the new flavors.
Yeah, Father's Day, dude.
No, it was Saturday, but
oh, okay.
S'mores and key lime pie. Key lime.
Ooh,
key lime bunk. Ooh.
In.
Let me tell you.
You don't got to tell me twice, dude. I'm in on that.
It was delicious.
What about you, a little baby tadpole frog boy? How was your Father's Day?
It was, as appropriate, spent in water. So that was good. Did a pool party at my brother's house and got the kid tired as I possibly can. So it was solid.
Yeah, I did a pool. I had my little flotation device with my cup holder, right? Got it all situated, put it in the pool, turned on the TV, right? Put the golf on, the U.S. Open on.
Who the hell is this guy who won? I have no idea who he is.
He's a good player. He's been around, right? He won finally like last year. But remember, he was the guy that Rory beat in the playoff to win the Players. So he's had a really good year.
When you say remember, I don't remember.
I know.
Rory
beat him in a playoff to win the Players, which is
okay. Good for him.
Like the fifth major. So he's been
snooping around.
Right. He's been snooping around. But it's one of those things where sometimes you can turn on the TV and you can't take your eye off of it because of the greatness. And other times in golf, in certain situations, you can watch it because of the collapse. And it was a lot of carnage.
Oof.
A lot of carnage. I told you it was going to be right around even par or plus four, but very rarely does a guy who has the lead, maybe he had the lead after day one.
Mm-hmm. You held it?
Right? He lost the lead. He was four or five shots back when the round started and ends up winning by two. That's just great play.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory at the Sportage, Sorrento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. And ladies and gentlemen, your Florida Panthers are one win away.
We have 15 right now.
Hoisting Lord Stanley once again as they beat the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in Game 5 on Saturday night.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. Tomorrow, down the street from my house, y'all better bring it.
Pots and pans, dude.
Y'all better bring it.
Well, I don't know what they do, pots and pans and Davey. They may just shoot some six shooters right into the sky.
Oh, that's a good idea. Wow.
No, lately, and you know, we've had as an epidemic, the kids on the little baby motorcycles.
I've seen those little motorcycles, like little circus clown cars.
Kids that got to be in their teens, right? Not the little baby ones, but just small ones that shouldn't be on the road, but it's like six or seven of them on the road.
I was very on edge because during game five, I was on the air. Calling dirty boxing this weekend, which was awesome. We'll get to some of that later on.
Hey, by the way, I almost dehydrated for y'all again.
Saying for y'all. You're a Panthers fan. You're doing it for you too. You want the Panthers feel good.
I know, but I'm a former athlete. I don't know about changing mojo and all that stuff.
Well, if you would have stuck to your guns game one, this thing would be over already. So I don't want to hear it from you.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. Did I stutter?
Oh, like last year when you sent the star to the Yotes?
I sent Carter Verhaeghe. I threatened to send him to the Yotes.
You see how we doing a little word toss up here? I feel like every time I have a conversation with this guy, I'm playing taboo. I got to figure out what he really saying because the man ain't told the truth in a while. I may have sent him to the Yotes. Yep, there we go.
I'm like watching the fights go on, and I'm like, man, this sucks. Like, I'm not gonna know what's going on with the gas.
So how are you doing it?
So I had my phone like over here, but I'm not like streaming it or anything because I gotta focus. And I'm just like I looked down at one point and it said, game on. I'm like, all right, we're underway. And then like I'm sitting here and I'm like looking and I see 2-0 lead. And I just saw 2-0 Florida Bennett. And I was like, ooh. And so I'm like, should I look? I'm like, I'm not going to look. I'm not going to look. I'm not going to even look at the game cast, you know, during interview. Because like, you know, I get a little
You're
bit
asking
of a,
for trouble.
I get like a little bit of a break when like Jason Anik's going up to go interview somebody. I could take a little peeky poo. And so I'm like, but I was, dude, I told Jason, my broadcast partner, and we're just hanging out that day down in Coral Gables because we had to be there at like 2 for rehearsal. And then we had like so much time to kill. And I'm like, I know what's going to happen. He's like, how are you going to focus on this game tonight? I'm like, I don't know. The only thing that was good about them losing game 4 was I wasn't going to miss them win the cup on Saturday. That was the only good thing. But the other thing that was looming that day, obviously, was the Kevin Durant rumors. And I'm like, I know for sure Kevin Durant's getting traded when we're on the air. I know that's happening. I said, that's happening. Kevin Durant is going to get traded when we're broadcasting the fights. And sure as bleep, I'm like looking down. So I see the 2-0 and then I look down and all I see on my phone is Shams, Kevin Durant, Miami Heat.
You can't. I'm like, wait, so you got snippet. That's what that's called.
I just see that.
They just took a little snippet and you're like.
And I'm just like, Ronaldo hits him with an elbow.
Wait, you know you're going to have to start putting your phone in your pocket.
Probably. But I was just like, because I had to feel it. Obviously, Shams comes out. We'll get into the KD thing, but he ends up saying, like, he gives us the old preferred list and the Heat are on it. So I finally get one look. I'm like, oh, he hasn't been traded. All right, cool. Then it's getting to like, we're getting to about the main event. And I'm like,
you can't quit it.
And I'm like, I kind of need to. I'm like, well, you got to see where the Panthers game is at. So I just took one little look and I look and I see 3-0. I'm like, oh, but as soon as I do that, 3-0 flips to 3-1. I'm like, put the phone away. I'm like, I can't even look now. I'm not looking. I got selfish. I got greedy. So I put it away. Thankfully, the Cats won. Kicked their ass. Brad Marchand, my God. Whoa.
I would say this. I think I got duped. Because when he got here, we were thinking about him as kind of an antagonist, like Kachuk. Like, you know what I mean? But there are times when he looks like the craftiest, fastest skater on the ice.
He was
like, he did the equivalent to fire. You remember when somebody shot a free throw and then Jordan came through the lane and dunked it? It's an iconic play.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, Marchand does that on the faceoffs. Like, does anybody checking him?
Dude, he's like a bat out of hell.
Yes!
He was flying all over the place. And you know he loves the road because he gets the DQ Blizzard. He leads the DQ trips. And he looked all hopped up on Mountain Dew chip.
Like he looked like he had a new flavor.
Dude, he was so... Do you have the call, Froggy? Can we get the call of Brad Marchand? Let's get his first goal and his third goal. The third goal was like jaw-dropping. It was like... Like, if you guys saw the mic'd up with Matthew Tkachuk,
he was like, stunned.
He's like, oh my God. Oh my God. He's like hugging Barkov. It was so goosies
right.
to see that and to see the move that he put on.
See when hockey guys are impressed by a hockey goal, right?
Here was 1-0. This was Doug Plagans on the call to make it 1-0 to open up the score for the Cat. Brad Marchand did it.
Off the draw, Marchand heads in, a shot, he scores! Brad Marchand, top corner, and the Panthers strike first with 10:48 left in the first. What a start to this hockey game for Brad Marchand. He beats everybody down the ice, and Marchand upstairs gives the Panthers the first one.
It was so good. It was so good, and then like right before the end of the first period, Sam Bennett gets his 15th goal of the postseason. unbelievable. This dude is gonna, he's gonna be so rich. But the one everyone's talking about is this, is the 3-0 goal. This really put the game out of reach for the Cats. Ends up being the game winner, and he just pulls a windmill move, breaks loose. And here's the call by Doug Plagans.
Anton Lundell doesn't win that draw from Draisaitl. Out to the point. It's worked across to Bouchard, but the pass broken up. Marchand in. Pass Wallman. Marchand, and he scores! Marchand went to the backhand. He sneaks it down low. Pass Pickard. What an individual effort for Brad Marchand. And the Panthers have taken a 3-0 lead here in Game 5.
Man, that's friggin' awesome. I mean... He's been such a find by Bill Zito. I mean, he's not a find. I mean, obviously he's awesome. But like the fact that you added this guy on top of your team, and what a performer he's been in the postseason, but particularly in the Stanley Cup.
So who do you give it to?
Who, Conn Smythe?
Yeah, because.
Well, task at hand.
Sam Bennett's been pretty good.
Sam Bennett's been good, but I would venture to say that all around Marchand has been more impactful.
I don't know. It's tough. It's tough. It's definitely those two. Like, it's one of those two for sure. I mean, if you're going all playoffs,
Sam Bennett.
I think you got to go Bennett, but like in the cup with the winner, and then just taking over that huge swing game. Marchand's definitely got an argument, dude. What are the odds now? Do we know what the odds are? Let me see. Conn Smythe.
I would have to say Marchand is in the lead now, because your lasting image of these Stanley Cup playoffs is what he has done.
Still Bennett as an overwhelming favorite at 165. Marchand is plus 440.
Ooh, look at that.
Leon Draisaitl.
You know what it looks like, and this is what's cool about sports.
Some money on that one.
You throw a little chili pepper on Brad.
This is what makes sports unbelievable. Is that what Bill Zito has done? He has the same guys, right? But each year he's interjected new guys who are hungry for a cup, for a Stanley Cup, right? And this year is Marchand and is Seth Jones, and those guys, you can tell they look like guys who really, really, really haven't experienced what the Panthers did last year.
Oh yeah, I mean, even if you go to like the fringe moves too, of like Nate Schmidt getting picked up, and
yeah,
Greer and Gadjevich now getting a chance really to play in this run.
So it's like the interjection of those new guys with the old guys kind of continues that path.
Mm-hmm.
And so because if you have the same team, what do they always say? Oh, they had a low. They played a lot of hockey the last couple years.
Yeah.
Extended playoffs. They just look tired. But they have injected this team with some talent, some skill, and some hunger. And you can just see whenever those guys are playing, I mean, hell, Seth Jones plays more than anybody. It's awesome.
So above Marchand, currently the two stars of the Oilers, up of them at plus 650. Draisaitl and McDavid both have the same odds. McDavid just scored his first goal, and Bob is plus 11,000.
Yeah, but I don't think. Well, Connor McDavid, if they go all playoffs, he has 30 points with assists and goals. He has only scored one goal in the finals.
I'm going to tell you something right now. If the Cats win this series and they give it to McDavid again,
you're losing it.
I'm never respecting that trophy. They could throw that trophy in the wood chipper for all I care. They're dumbass. Like, because that's what it'll be. Okay, you guys did it last year. Amazing. They almost made the comeback. Cool. Get the hell out of here.
I got to tell you, to be honest with you, I don't think Marchand's done.
With the Cats?
Just scoring and what he's been able to do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's been – well, and this is the thing that was huge about it, was you had to go, like, this was going to be the big game. They're all big games, obviously, but to get the game with one day off between, right. and you went to their barn to do it. I mean, the Panthers just tied a record for wins on the road to the playoffs. A record I hope they don't break, but it's really, really, really impressive to go and win this one. And Gretzky was like, the series, I can't believe how flat the Oilers came out. Like,
right. Well, and that, here we go. I'm a pull a Toman. Mm-hmm. And you know, I never do this, but if I hear Edmonton being tired for having to travel all the way across when the Panthers plane was right behind theirs.
Yep.
Stop it. Stop it. You got a Mark Jackson in your body. Not now. We're trying to win the Stanley Cup.
Not now.
But that was crazy to me. They kept talking about how Edmonton might be a little exhausted from going back and playing at their house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, exhausted kissed, like, my ass.
You should, like, have, if anything, I was scared that the Panthers were going to be, you know.
Definitely. I mean, especially with Marchand, the oldest guy on the team, looking right. like, because I would say probably had his worst game the game beforehand. He just didn't look like the same.
Right.
But the last game, he looked like the best player on the ice. It was incredible.
Right. And you know what's amazing about all of this is that even with all that complaining, at least there's one guy who is giving the credit to the Panthers. And that is the one that everybody's listening to, and that's Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, but you can see Gretzky's a little disgusted with the Oilers because he was, even afterwards, he was like, he goes, we're sitting here talking about goalie controversy. Game grown into game six. He goes, they don't got to worry about Bob.
Right.
Like, right. They don't, Wayne.
Right.
You say that. They don't got to worry about Bob. Keep chanting Sergei, you idiots.
I just think that what we're watching here in South Florida is something special. And, you know, when I thought, when they started talking about how everybody's being tired and whatever, I remember earlier in the year when Paul Maurice talked about the stretch of hockey they had and how exhausted everybody was, right? And he's like, you're going to have moments like this. And so I think of the way they went about their business back then when they were going through that hella portion of their schedule. Traveling, being gone, back to backs. No, remember that whole stretch where they lost six in a row?
Yeah.
They lost six in a row. And Paul Maurice said, yeah, it's brutal, but, like, we'll get through it.
Well, we'll take a break here on the show. We'll hear a little bit from your Panthers as they are a game away from going back to back game six tomorrow in Sunrise. We'll take a break. Back after this.
Welcome. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Happy Monday to everybody out there. We got ourselves a game six tomorrow night. Panthers looking to clinch this puppy up. And, of course, you can hear that game right here on 560 WQAM. So you were able to handle all of the hot tub situation. No worries. No trying to get out.
No worries. No trying to get out.
All right.
I was able to, you know, basically me getting out of the jacuzzi is the equivalent to Peppa's playing.
So right as when the Serenians went in.
When I start getting out of the pool.
When did they go empty? They went empty net with like 5 minutes left almost.
Well, yeah, they were what, down three goals?
Yeah, they were down three. Got it to within two, and then Lusty had the empty netter. Any nerves, Frog Boy? What was your confidence level on Saturday night?
Well, we started good, so that kind of like eases things initially.
Last three games, the Panthers have started really well,
yes.
Which had been what had plagued them early on in the playoffs.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah. I was excited about that.
Oh, man. I saw a report from Schmeath, and I hope it isn't true.
What?
I can't trust him, but he says, oh, no, Tua is banging the drum tomorrow.
Oh, no. They can't do that. They can't do that. He's got to be trolling. He's got to be trolling.
Yeah, I can't do that.
He's got to be trolling. There's no way the Panthers.
No.
The Panthers would definitely, like, the Panthers have to know. They have to be like, hey, sorry, we're going in-house. Like, sorry, Tua. Have Tua, I don't care. Have Tua ride the Zamboni and shoot T-shirts.
I see unfortunate.
No.
Okay.
No.
Hold on. Okay.
They can't. No, they can't do that. No, they can't do that. Hockey? No, there's no.
Hold on.
No. Don't tell me that. Tell me Schmeath is being a bastard and that this is a troll job.
Look.
Because we cannot. This is nothing to do. I think you guys all know. We'd love to. We have an hour named after him.
Yes, for sure.
Okay. But if Jason Taylor still has the Dolphin stink on him,
Tua,
you can't have Tua do it. And not only can he not have Tua do it, I honestly think it will ruin the rest of his career. I just gotta be honest.
Like
if the Panthers lose game six and he bangs that drum, there's no coming back. He's already on thin ice. So I hope that's not true.
Look, I haven't seen any valid sources.
Steven said Marcos is internet illiterate.
And you know what? Hopefully this is another case of me being that. I would 100% take that over me being unfortunately correct. I see just random people tweeting about it. I don't see any trusted sources.
No Andy Slater
tweeting
about it.
Nope. But unfortunately, you know, you have me following people like Drew Starr or Slick Rick, so I don't know.
Drew Starr's in his bag right now, dude. You got to have him on notice. Drew Starr during the Kevin Durant trade rumors. This guy is like LeBron in Game 6, dude. He's got the eye of the tiger right now. I don't see any confirmation, but no. You can't do it. You can't do it. All right. It cannot be the case. All right. I don't care who it could be anybody, but it can't be a Dolphin. It just can't. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the Dolphins. Maybe next year you guys can redeem yourself. I'm not banning Dolphins forever. Yeah. I'm just banning you for the biggest game in Panthers history. So that's it. Sorry.
Got to be Bobby Lou, right?
I would like it to be Bobby Lou or somebody in the Panthers family. Yeah. But if it's not, then you're going to go in across sport, it has to be Dwayne Wade, Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley. Like, that's it. That's the list.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Or Ariana Grande, if we're going out of sports.
Yeah. That's the list. For sure. That's the only celebrity. Those are the only cross sport.
Right. Otherwise, Panthers and family. Like, that's what we'll do. That's what we do. Ricardo says Paul Maurice. What if we have Paul Maurice's cats do it?
Okay.
His actual cats. What are their names? Pepper and Perla?
Great. Brooks Koepka, is he available?
No, he's not. He's not eligible. Okay. No. You can't have Aaron Ekblad saying F Brooks Koepka at the last parade and he gets to bang the drum. I'm sorry.
That's true.
Some things when you bring a parking cone to a game, you're just going to lose privileges on. I don't make the rules. They just are what they are. But I hope that's not true. Not that I don't love you, Tua, but you can't bang the drum. Sorry. Dolphins got that stink on them right now.
Yeah.
This is what it is. Was it 0-8?
0-8. That's what I've been seeing. 0-8.
Yeah. See ya.
Come on now.
Yeah, the Dolphins, and if they did before they realize this is a thing, they should just be like, tell to his people being like, the craziest thing, the drum's broken. Mm. And he's like, what? Yeah, wild. Somebody broke the drum.
All right, how's this for game ops? Tua goes to swing it, stops, says, no, crowd, hands the stick to Bobby Lou.
I would be okay with that.
That may save his career.
I would be okay. I think that would be smart by Tua. Yeah. Or he could pull it. Like, he could be like UD. Like, he could be like UD when UD was next to Bam. Yeah. He could be next to Bobby Lou.
Next to Bobby Lou.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll hear some from Paul Maurice afterwards. We'll get to our road to repeat. We'll get into the KD stuff as well. Lots to get to off a busy, busy weekend. Back after this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to the road to repeat here, brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Oh, let me correct that. Vlad pointed out something.
What's that?
I need to change how I say that. Your Stanley Cup winning Florida Panthers.
All right. Well, we got, you know, task at hand. We got to get to
it. They won the Stanley Cup last year.
I understand. But you want to know something? Like now once you're on the brink, you got to roll it back a little bit. So
be humble.
Yeah. So I'm getting sent.
Wait. You're telling me, Mr. Heat in 5, Panthers in 5,
should have been
that Panthers I need to five. Turn tone it back?
Should have been Panthers in 5. I can't believe they
wait,
that.
Wait,
should have been Panthers
wait,
in 5. I should
do you
have
know how
it.
Ridiculous you sound right
it
now?
It should have been Panthers in 5. We probably should have swept, honestly. We probably should have swept, honestly.
There we go. He's back.
We probably should have swept, back. Honestly.
He had one little blip in the mindset, and that was to actually accuse me of doing the same thing he does.
All right, so.
And I wasn't even talking about this year, by the way.
So here's an update on Dolphins Gate. All right. So Empty Netters is a podcast, and they are the ones who claim that the Panthers are 0-7 in the times the Dolphin has banged the drum. Jameson Olive, of course, friend of the show, he went at them and he said the Finns have brought plenty of playoff W's. In 2023, Dolphins were 2-0. In 2024, they were 3-1. And in 2025, 1-2, by my count. That's what he tweeted. Okay, so 1-2 is not 0-7, but it's still a losing record. So I don't know what to tell you. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I can't take any chances on this. I believe Jameson. This is a man who's going to bring the facts on it, and I'm sure he's going to know what the Dolphin facts are. I all right, but I'm sorry. I can't risk it. No Dolphins. That's it.
Mm. Man, that's a big jump, though. 1-2 and 0-8 are like, it's still a losing record, you're right.
And the only one to do it by Jameson's count is Jonnu Smith, who's barely a Dolphin because he's going to leave. Oh, so. Bro.
He's going to leave?
I don't know. But, you know, he's in trade rumors. Drew Rosenhaus is saying yesterday it's all fluid. So I don't know. I just can't put the Dolphins there. I'm sorry. Too much. Next year, there's always next year. Fresh start. Obviously, you guys have done well in the past. This year, I think Mike McDaniel has a winning record, but I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not in the mood for games right now. Okay.
So you don't think the games are won and lost on the ice?
Leroy, obviously the most important stuff is what happened on the ice, but there's a reason I'm making you stay in your hot tub.
Because you don't like me. You want to see me dehydrating.
No, because you've already jinxed the Cats once. We have one game to win. That's all we need. And if you guys don't want to be here for the end of the tunnel, I don't know what to tell you. Do you want a parade or do you not want a parade? So Pedialyte up and get your ass in that hot tub. And no Dolphins banging the drum. Respectfully.
Anything else?
No, I want to hear from Paul Maurice. Can we hear from Paul Maurice? Paul Maurice talking about how Sam Bennett and Brad Marchand have been awesome in the playoffs. Here's what the Panthers head coach had to say about that.
I knew that. I had played in the NHL. They're just certainly capable of processing the context of the game. They don't get too high. They don't get too low. Their energy level's high. They're very focused on the game. So there's a mental toughness there, a mental capacity to stay within the game and not try to break it open. Just wait, be patient. And that patience is a funny word in hockey. It doesn't mean sit back. I mean, they're aggressive men. But the patience, part of it is their experience.
Wow. So wise, Paul.
I got to tell you, he has a different way than Mike. But he can also have a whole conversation without really saying nothing.
Yeah, but he says it so much cooler.
I know. That's why I'm just. Well, so now, can I say this? It sounds cooler when you're winning. Right? Because if you ain't winning, who is this kook?
Oh, yeah. Brad Marchand also speaking after the game. This was him on his highlight reel goal. Here is the match.
He's tiny. I don't think people understand how small this dude is.
It started with a great stick at our line from Lusty, and then I just try to get inside and get a puck on net. I don't really, to be honest, know what happened. I haven't seen a replay. It just found its way in, so it's a good feeling.
Yeah, he probably watched that a little bit afterwards, though. You know he's watching the remixes of it, the TikTok edits of it. Yeah.
Looked like he did one of those NBA hop steps to get into the lane, and then somehow
You know who does that a lot too is Connor McDavid. Oh my goodness! Yeah. Did you see him cross over Bobrovsky? Yikes!
Good for him.
I'm just saying.
Welcome to the Stanley Cup, Connor McDavid. Listen,
they lost, and they'll probably lose the series.
I love how every Connor McDavid goal
that was
is
a hell of a.
I love how like play. Yeah, it was a great play. I love how every Connor McDavid highlight though is treated like three highlights. They're like, oh, Connor McDavid did something, and he did it like three times. Now he did it once. All right, congratulations.
I have been so impressed at how they have kind of kept him from dominating this series.
Yeah, welcome.
Right? It's very impressive.
Sasha. That's what happens when you got the Selkie just blanketing him. You see Barkov just take that puck like a man and set up Rhino for the goal? That's the captain, dude.
I mean, Marchand and Bennett made you forget, right? You still got Tkachuk, Barkov, Reinhardt. You still have those three guys who basically won the cup last year.
Yeah, Tkachuk's really turned it on too in this series. Like he really feels like he's I don't know if it's seeing the finish line all of a sudden, but he feels like he's turned it on in this series as well. Rhino's gone three straight with a goal. They gave the puck though. They gave it to Vanacek. They gave it to the back goalie.
Why?
Because Gadjevich is just like, he shows up every day. He's the best teammate. And so they gave it to Vanacek, and he goes and slaps the puck up there. They go one more. But do you see, like, you see what he does before the games, right? Where he messes with the other goalie. It's great. He just trolls Skinner. He does this thing where, like, if Skinner goes glove over here, he goes glove over here. Like, he just mirrors him and just copycats his moves just the best. Kind of like when a guy's like trying to warm up his kicks and like all of a sudden the other team's messing with him.
Yeah.
That's what he's just like. He's just there to bother and be a nuisance.
I'm not playing. Let's have Bob's, some fun, baby.
Because Bob's too focused.
Yeah.
So he goes, but I don't know what they're going to do with the goalie stuff. I didn't think Picker was bad, but, you know, what are you going to do?
It's funny because
Skinner out there on a short leash, you got to pull him after one goal.
When Bob was having his struggles a few years ago, at no point in time, I mean, they were very, very honest with it when Paul Maurice came in and said, it ain't Bob. It's the defense in front of Bob. And I don't understand that. Are you saying when you pull a goalie like that, you're basically saying, no, it's you.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of this stuff about like, oh, just they feel like it sparks confidence or whatever. And look, Picker did good to close out that game. I mean, he did, you know, give up a big old, give up the goal to tie it, to send it to overtime. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm revved up. I'm not counting chickens by any means going into tomorrow night, but
you are South Florida's number one chicken counter.
No, that's not fair.
Oh my goodness.
No, that's not fair.
Dude.
No, that's not fair.
What does the phrase heat and five mean?
I do not count chickens before they hatch. I don't
What
do that.
does the is heating five me?
I'm Mr. Task at hand. No. First of all, it should have been cats and five. Second of all, I'm Mr. Task at hand.
Counting chickens.
No, it should have been cats and five, though.
But that's counting chickens.
I don't know when this, you know, if this ends the way we want it to end, I may go back retroactively on the series and declare it a cats and five series.
And just put the one loss on me?
Yes.
Remember last year?
And Nico Mikola's balance.
Before the series started. Hey, think about this, Marcos. You want to know how unlucky I was and lucky I was at the same time? Before the series, I gave Tobin some money. 10 on the sweep, 10 on in 5, 10 and 6. And it got up 3-0. So I'm thinking I'm going to make a little money. It went all the way to 7.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, obviously you got an update on the Kevin Durant pursuit with some rumors and fodder, and the Miami Heat seem firmly in the mix with all this. We'll get into that coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.